Today's shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Ammamar. In our previous shir, we discussed the halacha that one is obligated to say Krishma every evening, because as the Torah says, we say it in Krishma, Uvashach Becha Uvkumecha. We have to say Krishma when we go to sleep, and when we get up. And the Gemara, quoting our Mishnah, various brises, quoted many different opinions of when is the proper time of saying Krishma. Amamar, so the Gemara goes back to what we learned in the brise yesterday. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rameya. Rameya said that the time for saying Krishma begins when Kohanim, who are Tamei, go to the mikveh. Asked Rabbi Yehuda to Rameya, for like a Kohanim by Yom Heim Toivlim. The Kohanim already go to the mikveh by day. So how could you suggest that the time for Krishma Shalavis is at that time? Asked the Gemara, comments the Gemara. Shapa Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda is making a very strong point. Answers the Gemara, Rameya Hoch Kamalei. This is the way Rameya explains his opinion. Do you assume that I understand Bein Hashmoshes as you do? As the Gemara Masech to Shabbos, that Flamed Dalar Amad Beis quotes the Machloikus of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. When is Bein Hashmoshes? Rabbi Yehuda says Bein Hashmoshes. Rashi here says it's time that it takes to walk a half a mil. In other places, it says 3/4 mil. Is that the time? I know Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yosi Kamina. I follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosi in Ben Hashmoshes. Dom Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, when speaking about Ben Hashmoshes, says that the Ben Hashmoshes is Keheref Ayin. Ben Hashmoshes like takes the time of a blink of an eye. It comes right after the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. And Zen Nechnas V'zeh Yotzi. The day ends and the next day begins. V'af shalam rala. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Bein Hashmoshes is the latest time where they can't go to the mikveh anymore. But Bein Hashmoshes is very late in the day. And indeed, therefore, that time could already be considered b'shach b'cha, the time we go to sleep. But ask the Gemara a different question. Yesterday, one Bryce said, in the name of Rameya, that the earliest time you could say Krishma is when people come to eat the Shabbos meal. In this brisa, it says when the Kohanim who are Tamei go to the mikveh. So Kashid Rameya Rameya, we have a stira, we have a contradiction. What is indeed Rameya's opinion? Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoim leaves Rameya. There's a machlokes Tanoim what Rameya's opinion is. On that note, ask the Gemara, Kash Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar. We also have a stira in Rebbe Elazar. And our Mishnah Rebbe Elazar said that the time for Krishma is when the Kohanim who are Tamei may eat Truma, which, as we said, it means Seisa Kachavim. And the Braisa, Rebbe Elazar said that the time is when it becomes Shabbos, which is at the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes, which is earlier. Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoi Liv Rebbe Elazar. Here too, the Gemara suggests there's a machloikus tanoim, what indeed is Rebbe Elazar's opinion. V'bayseima, another pshat, when in understanding the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, says the Gemara, Reisha Rebbe Elazar, Reisha lav Rebbe Elazar hi. The Mishnah began by talking about this man of Krishma, and it quoted the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, as we just said, from when the Kohanim eat the Truma on the day after they were Tamei, until the end of the Shmoy Rishonah, which we're going to discuss soon. We assume, Posh Pshat in the Mishnah, the Rebbe Elazar is saying both. But says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Rebbe Elazar and our Mishnah is only speaking about the halacha until when Krishma is. The halacha of when Zman Krishma begins, on that, Rebbe Elazar's opinion isn't cited in our Mishnah. It's only cited in the Braisa, where he says the Zman is when Shabbos begins, and therefore we have no stira in the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Why, therefore, does our Tana begin with Rabbi Lezer? So I saw the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph says that Rabbi Lezer said about himself, "Miyomai loy kadmani adam beis hamedrash." No one ever came to the beis hamedrash before I did, and therefore it's most appropriate that Rabbi Lezer, the Tana wanted to say, Rabbi Lezer is the one that gets up so early. He's the one to learn. He's the one that we want to start Shas with. So as we just said, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that Krishma can only be said at Soif HaShmaira. And as the Posh Pshat is, because Rabbi Lezer's definition of the word B'shach B'cha is not when people are sleeping, rather it's when people go to sleep. And people are going to sleep by Soif HaShmaira Rishoyna will have gone to sleep. But ask the Gemara, let's understand what that means. Micah Sava Rabbi Lezer. What is Rabbi Lezer's opinion? Ika Sava Sholosh Mishmaris Hava Laila. If his opinion is that there are three Mishmaris in the night, so that means the night, which is divided into 12 hours. And typically when we say that the night is divided into 12 hours, it means Shoz Manius. Shoz Manius means that in the winter, we know the light night is longer and the day is shorter, vice versa in the summer. So we take the amount of hours of the night, if it's a 16-hour night, let's say, so we divide that by 12, and every hour will be longer than 60 minutes. Or if it's a shorter night, every hour will be less than 4 hours. That's the posh the pshat. Leimat arbishah, so let's say there are three mishmaris divided. The 12 hours divided by 3, the end of 4 hours. Vikos of Abba Mishmaris have a Lila, but if he holds that there are 4 Mishmaris in the night, so again, take 12 and divide it by 4, and Leimat Shalashos, so the Mishmaris end after 3 hours. Answers the Gemara, Lailam Kosova Shalash Mishmaris have a Lila. His opinion is that there are really 3 Mishmaris in the night. Vahokamashmon, but what, so why does he just not say that, and say at the end of 4 hours, etc. Because what he wants to teach us is Dika Mishmaris Berkia, Vika Mishmaris Ba'ara. That the night is not only divided by Mishmaris in this world, but the night is divided by Mishmaris even in Shemayim. Ritanya, for as we learned in the Brisa, Beleza Oimer, Shalosh Mishmaris have a Laila. There are 3 Mishmaris every evening. V'akol Mishmar u'Mishmar Yosh v'Kadosh Baruch Hu v'Shoyi Kari. But every Mishmar HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and roars like a lion. Shenem Hashem Mimorim Yishoyk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu roars from on high. U'Mimayin Kacha Yitin Koyla. He gives his voice from his place where he dwells up high. Shoyg Yishag Al Naveyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out on the place where he lived, on the Beis HaMikdash, which no longer stands. The similar dover. And how do we know each Mishmar exactly when it is? Mishmar Rishoyna, the first Mishmar Chamanoyer, is when you see when the donkey starts making noise. Shnia Klir Lovim Tzakim, when dogs start to yell. Shlishis Tinik Yoynik Mishtei Imai, when a child starts nursing from its mother, Vishma Saper Sabala, and a woman starts speaking, people are starting to get up, and the child is getting ready hungry from not having eaten all night. Hassam Seifer explains that the 3 Mishmairis represent the 6,000 years that we know the world stands. The first 2,000 years, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us, the world was Toya, empty. The next 2,000 years were the world of Torah. And the last 2,000 years are the world of Mashiach. The Shmai Rishoyna of Toya, that's what it says, Chamayrim, it's dogs. The second 2,000 years, where we left Mitzrayim, and when we received the Torah, and it says about us leaving Mitzrayim, Ulchel B'nai Yisrael, Lo Yechutz Kalav L'Shoinai. The last 2,000 years where we speak about Mashiach, that's talking about Knesset Yisrael, who are Kodesh Baruch Hu's children. Dalos Ephraim has a different approach to this Gemara. He says, night always represents darkness, not a good time. So he says that in life, there are three categories in a person's life. First, a person is a child, and he just needs to rely on other people. He's like a chamor. He's still not really developed. Then a person starts becoming more of a person, and that's when he starts to have to live and battle for himself, go out to the hard world. So it's like the Kalim Klovim Tzoyakim that they scream. After that, person starts to get weaker, and that's when he has to be like a tinnik, hayoinik mishtayimai. He has to rely on others. It's interesting that the Magid Taluma asks that when the Gemara talks about the chamor or the tinnik, it says it in Lashon Yochid. When it speaks about the klovim, it says it b'Lashon Rabbim. So he explains that klavim tzayakim doesn't mean that we should understand something is happening. Because maybe somebody is breaking into a house, and as soon as somebody tries to break in, that's the job of the dog to start to scream. If you see many dogs screaming, then you know that it's a simon that something is happening. The Malbim says, what's the lesson of this Gemara? He says, the lesson of this Gemara is that you see a donkey, a dog, a child. They know how to get up early. Why? They know how to get up early because that's what they need. So if they get up early for the most mundane, unimportant activities, certainly we should get up early for Avodas Hashem. Ask the Gemara in continuing to understand the opinion of Reb Elezer. Ma'ka chashuv Reb Elezer. Exactly what does Reb Elezer hold? Itchilas mishmaris kachashuv. If he's speaking about when each mishmar begins. So ask the Gemara. Tchilas mishmar rishonah siman alamali. Why does he have to give us a simon for when the first mishmar begins? Urtahu. It's when night begins. If, on the other hand, Soif Mishmaris Kachoshev, he's coming to tell us when the Mishmaris end, so then again, Soif Mishmar Achron Alomali, why does he have to, Simana, why does he have to give us a simon when the last Mishmar ends? Yamamahu, it's when day begins. Elo, says the Gemara, the way to understand this Brisa, is Choshev Soif Mishmar Rishoina, it tells us when the first Mishmar ends. V'tchilas mishmar achrayna, it tells us when the last mishmar begins. V'emtzis de mitzayasay, and the middle of the middle mishmar. That's what he's coming to teach us. V'bay seima, and if you want another teretz, kula saif mishmaris kachashev. He's only coming to tell us the end of mishmaris. V'chitayim achrayna leitzaruch. So if Daniel asks, so he doesn't have to tell us when the last Mishmar ends. We know when the day breaks, that's when the last Mishmar begins. L'may nafkamina. Answers the Gemara, L'mikri krish shemal d'goni b'beis ofel. Because if somebody is in a dark house, and he can't tell when this man krishma comes, v'layod this man krishma emes, Kivin, if he hears Isha Misaperis and Bala, a woman beginning to speak with her husband, V'tinik Yudei, Yonik Mishtei Imoi, Lake of Velikri, he knows that this man Krishma came. Actually, I saw in the Sefer, Shar Mitzionim Ba'alocha, that he says that this is not really accurate. Because as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, Taisus asked this question, that this man Krishma is later. It's Achi Yakar Ben Tchelis Lakarti, which is a later time. So Taisus answers that the Zman Krishma, which is later, is we need to prepare to do a mitzvah. And since we need to prepare to do a mitzvah, we should get up then, so we'll be up for the Zman Krishma. The other question that I've always had, and I didn't really see an answer to this question, is that although the Zman Krishma begins at that early hour, like Taisa just says, the Zman that you could tell, Bein Tcheles L'Karti, L'Chatchila, somebody should say Krishma later, by Besikin, by the Zman of Netzachama. Why is the Gemara saying that if you're sleeping in that house and you know that now's the time, say Krishma? Shouldn't you say Krishma later, which is the right time, by the Netz? Unless you have to explain that the Gemara is referring to a situation where the person knows that he won't be able to say Krishma by the Netz. For such a person, he could start saying Krishma, or he should say Krishma earlier. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yitzchak ben Shmuel Mishmei de Rav. Sholosh Mishmeres Hava Alayla. The night is divided into three Mishmeres. V'kol Mishmer Mishmer Yosh V'Kodesh Baruch V'Shoi Kari. For every Mishmer, HaKodesh Baruch Hu roars like a lion. V'oimer Oy Labonim Sheba V'Nesei Mechrafti Espesi. Woe is for my children that because of their Averis I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Serafti HaSeicholi, and I burnt the Beis HaMikdash, the Gleason Lebeina Umas Olam. So, as Rav Chai Goyen explains, it's as we say in Eicha, Kumi Roini Belaila, L'Roish Ashmeris, Shifchi Kamaim Libech, Noicha Pnei Hashem. We have an obligation as the Mishmeris change. That's the time when a person is supposed to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as the Gemara says, at that time, cries out for the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Taurus Chaim explains, the double language that the Mishnah uses, the Gemara uses, Hechrafti Espesi V'Serafti Esecholi. Serafti Espesi means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is no longer in the Beis HaMikdash. V'Serafti Esecholi, and I actually physically destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the time to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us together cry out for the Churban Habayis, and that the Eibishter should help that it should come back. Another pshat that the Shita Mekubetza says, Shechrafti, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of the Rishoyim, I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, V'Glesias Bonei, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, not only did it affect the Rishoyim, but it obviously affected the tzaddikim, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Another pshat is that the Churban refers to total destruction. Serafti HaSeicholi, where there was absolutely nothing left from the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Am Rabbi Yossi Pa Me'achas HaYisi Mahalach B'derech. I was once traveling on the road, and I entered one of the churvas of Yerushalayim, a ruined home in Yerushalayim, and Eliyahu Hanavi appeared to me, and I saw a beautiful vart from the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar says that in Shas we have Eliyahu Hanavi mentioned more than once. But sometimes when Eliyahu Navi is mentioned in Shas, he's called Eliyahu. And sometimes he's called Ahusaba. Says the Bnei Yisachar, you want to rule when he's going to be called what? When it says something good, when it comes to teach us like an Al Gemara, a Halacha, he's called Eliyahu. When it's not mentioning something positive, the Gemara will never use his name of Eliyahu. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu Hanavi came, and the Inyakov says that, as we're going to see, Rabbi Yossi was almost in great danger for doing this. Says the Inyak Pshat, he usually never did anything before he davened. This time, he started taking a trip, obviously before he davened. And the person's not supposed to take a trip before he davens. And when you do, you have to be concerned. He waited until I finished davening. After I finished davening, Omeli, he said to me, Shomalacha Rebbe. V'marti lo, and I responded, Shomalacha Rebbe Yemoiri. And in fact, the Rambam says in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Hei Halacha Hei, that a person shouldn't give Shalom to his Rebbe like you give Shalom to your friend. You have to, when you give Shalom to your Rebbe, it has to be V'yira, V'kovid, and you say Shalom Aleichem. If he said to you Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, you have to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yemoiri. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the Makar, the source for that Rambam, is our Gemara. V'amali b'ni, v'may ma nechnas tel churba zu. Why did you enter this churba? Amati lo l'spalu. I entered the daven. V'amali, hoy l'cho l'spalu b'derech. You should have davened out on the road, not into the churban. V'amati lo, misyari yisi, shem av yisiki b'yavid rachim. I was concerned that I would get disturbed on the road by people walking by. V'amali, so he said, hoy l'cho l'spalu tfilu k'tzara. We're going to learn later in our Masechta that if someone can't daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei, the halach is he should daven a tefillah katzara. Tefillah katzara means the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and the middle is encompassed by saying Havineinu. And I saw a beautiful vart. The halach is a very famous vart from Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim Briska says that even though the halacha, we're going to learn it later in this Masechta, on Daf Lamed Daled, differentiates between Ovis, the Kavana, if you didn't have Kavana by the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you must repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, whereas the rest of Shemoneh Esrei you don't have to. Says Reb Chaim Briska, that's only regarding understanding the words that you're saying. But when it comes to knowing that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is essential for the entire tefillah. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, we have a raya, says the Sefer Daf Al Daf, we have a raya to Reb Chaim Brisker's vort from our Gemara. Because Eliyahu HaNavi told Reb Yossi, Hoylcha lespalul tefillah katzara, havineinu. So, the question is, what would he have accomplished if there was a concern that if he's outdoors, he can't have the proper kavana? So, by havineinu, as I said a moment ago, you do say the same three brachas. So, according to Reb Chaim, it's understand. There was no concern that he wouldn't have kavana by the first three brachas. The concern was that he wouldn't be able to have kavana that he's standing in front of Hashem, which, as Reb Chaim teaches us, is essential for your tefillah. So he says, if that's what your concern is, that you're going to have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and during the entire Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to remember that you're standing in front of Hashem, and you're concerned that you're not going to remember that you're standing in front of Hashem, I have a way of resolving that. The way to resolve it is say Havineinu, and for during that short amount of time, you would have been able to remember that you're standing in front of Hashem. Says the Gemara, Bais Yishar, says Rabbi Yossi, Lamanati Mimene Shlosh Dvarim. I learned from him three halachas. Lamanati, I learned, Shein Nechnosam L'Churva, that you're not supposed to enter a Churva. Lamanati, Shemespalim B'derech, that you're allowed to daven outdoors. And according to the way we just explained, it's very gishmak, because if you're not going to remember that you're standing in front of Hashem, you will not have davened. And you could only, and therefore, when you're on the road, you can't be sure you're going to have that kavana for a long amount of time. So therefore, daven a tefillah katsara. Vamali, b'ni. So he continued in asking me, my son, ma kol shemata b'chuvazu? What actually did you hear in this churva? V'matali shemati bas kol shemanemes k'yoyna v'ymeris. I heard the bas kol that is crying out like a dove, and says, "Oy labanim shebevensei mechraftis beisi, because of their averis, I destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the seraftis echoli, I burnt it, veiklisim labena onmus, and they're in Golus." There's a big discussion. What is exactly a bas kol? Some say that a bas kol is like an echo. That's one pshat. That's Tosfos himself. The Sanhedrin learns that pshat. Tosfos Yontif explains that Klal Yisrael at a certain point were no longer zoicha to nevuah. So bas kol is a lower level of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, not a madrega of nevuah. It's a lower level. And the other Rishonim say a similar pshat, that at a certain point we're not roi to hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we hear it in a lesser way. Vamali, so Eliyahu said to me, Chayecha v'chayi roishcha, I could swear by your life, lo shu b'zu b'var amer kach. Not only in this moment does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this every day, three times a day. When Klal Yisrael enter the Bati Knesias and the Bati Midrashas, and they say, Yehei Shmei Godel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menanei Roisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes his head. Va'omer, Ashrei Hamelech Shemekal Sanoisa Bebeisoi Kach. Great is the king, fortunate is the king that his children praise him. Mala La'av, and how terrible is it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is unhappy. Sheglas Benoi, Va'olam Labonim, Shehugolum Al Shulchan Aveyim. How terrible is it for us that we went into Golus? Tosfos over here has a very serious discussion about Yehei Shmei Rabbah. What is this proper kavana one is supposed to have when he says Yehei Shmei Rabbah? He quotes the Machzor Vitri, that the Machzor Vitri says that when we say Yehei Shmei Rabbah, you have to have two kavanas. One is Yehei Shmei Rabbah, and one is Yehei Shmei Mevorach L'Olam Amaya. And explains the Machzor Vitri. Yehei Shmei Rabbah is, as it says in the Torah, regarding Mechamas Amalek, Kiyor Al Kes Ka, Mechamal Hashem Ma'amalek, Midor V'dor. And Rashi over there quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears, She'ad She'im Chazarish Al Amalek, until Amalek is destroyed, Lo'yei Shmoi Sholem, Lo'yei Kisei Sholem. So that's what we say, Yehei Shmei. That right now it's only Shmei, Yud Kei. Rabbah, it should become full to Yud Kei, Vav Kei, through the destruction of Amalek. And the other Bakasha we say, is Yehei Shmei Mevarach L'Olam Amaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed forever. Tosfos disagrees, based on the Gemara we just learned, and he says that Yehei Shmei Agol Mevarach is just a tefillah of blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his name is great. But it's not necessarily speaking about a tefillah, what should happen, that the Shem Hashem should be fulfilled. The Gemara, later in Daf Chof Aleph on the Beis, says, and the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes on the Beis, teaches us, Kol Ha'oine Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah B'kol Koichoi Koyim Lo Gzar Dinoi. What's the Taich B'kol Koichoi?
Kol koicha means with your entire strength. And Rashi says, b'kol kavanosoi. So as we just say that we have a question and we gave the two pshotim, what is the proper kavon of Yehishmei Rabbah? If we want that Yehishmei Rabbah should accomplish what we learned it has the ability to accomplish, we have to say it b'kol koichoi, with entire kavona. And the Magen Avraham says, so why does it say the word b'kol koichoi? Shouldn't it have said b'kol kavanosoi? Says the Magen Avraham, certain people have, in order for them to get the right kavona, they need to raise their voice. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Nun Vov, Sif Beis, and Aruch Chaim says that there is specifically a point in saying B'kol Koichoi out loud, because that has the ability to break all of the Makatrigim, all of the powers that try to do harm to Klal Yisrael. The Beis Yosef says that when you say Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, you should say Amen Yehishmei Rabbah until the word Almaya, which is a total of 28 letters, and that's what the Gemara means, Koichoi, that you should say it, because Koichoi, say all 28 letters. And in fact, Tosfos says, the reason we say Kaddish in Lashon Aramis is because the Gemara says in many places that the Malachim don't understand Aramis. If the Malachim would hear us saying Kaddish and hear us saying Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, they would be terribly jealous of us because we have this ability to fight the Mekatrigim, and therefore they don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't say Kaddish in Lashon Kodesh, say it in Lashon Aramis. The Rashba says it opposite pshat. He says, because as we're learning how important and how powerful Kaddish is, so says the Rashba that we want everybody to make sure that they understand Kaddish. So how do we make sure that they say that everybody understands Kaddish? It's said, the Lashon Aramis, that everybody could say, that everybody could understand the Kaddish and have that koyach. There's an interesting ravya that if there's a place where they can't get together a minyan, but we're learning how important saying Kaddish is. So what they should do is say this brisa, and that will be in the place of saying Kaddish. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, there are three reasons why not to enter a churva. Because people may suspect that you're meeting somebody you're not supposed to meet over there. When they apolis, there's a concern that may collapse. When they mazikim, there's shadim there. Says the Gemara, why do we need all three reasons? Why do we have to have the reason neichshad? Why would we think that a person is going to be meeting people he's not supposed to meet? Typically, Mishum HaPoilus, just say the reason is we're afraid that's going to collapse. Answers the Gemara, because we may be talking about a charati, a new churva, which even though maybe one of the walls collapse, there's no reason to assume that another wall will collapse. Ask the Gemara, typically Mishum HaZikin, why don't we say the reason is Shadim? Answers the Gemara, betray. When you're going with two people, when you're walking with two people, Shadim, don't start up with us. Ask the Gemara, betray, if we're talking about two people, Shad Namileka, so we shouldn't have to worry about Shad. Answers the Gemara, betray upritzi. If the two people who are walking here are pritzi, are people who don't act in a proper manner, if they don't act in a proper manner, then we need to be concerned even about two people. Ask the Gemara, Memnei Apolis, why do you have to say the reason of Memnei Apolis? But typically, Mishum Chashad Mazikin, just those two reasons are enough why we shouldn't walk into a churba. Ask the Gemara, when we're talking about three people, So there's no worry of Shadim. And the Viksheri, there's no problem of Chashad. Ask the Gemara, so why do we have to say Bnei Zikin? Just say Bnei Tepele, just say that the reason is Bnei Chashadim Apoilis. Answers the Gemara, B'chur V'chadati, it's a new churva, so we don't need to be concerned about Mapoilis. Who betrayed Sheri, two kosher people, we don't have to worry about Chashad either. Ask the Gemara, if there's two people there, then betray Mazikin Namilak, as we just said. We need not be concerned about Mazikin either. Answers the Gemara, B'mekoimam Chashinin. If it's their place where they dwell, then even two people need to be concerned. V'boi Salem, another way to say that the Bryce is talking about Bechad. There's only one person. But it's a new churva that's out in the field. The Hossam, Mechshum Chshad Leka, there is no concern of Chshad. Why? The Isha Bedavra Lashchicha. A woman of ill repute would not go to such a place. Mezikin, there is there. Tanur Rabban, however, says the Gemara as we go back to discussing Mishmairis. Ab Mishmairis Hava Laila. The nine has four Mishmairis. Divrei Rebbe. Reb Nosson Omer, Shalosh, there are three Mishmairis in the evening. Ask them where my time Reb Nosson, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yava Gidoin, Umei Ish Asher Itoi, B'Ktsei Hamachna, B'Ktsei Roish Hashmairat Tchoina, at the beginning of the middle watch, Tana, and we learned, Ein Tchoina El Shiesh Lefanea V'Lechleha, there's something before and after. So it's perfect. The three Mishmairis, one before, the middle, and the other one. Ask the Gemara, but according to Rebbe, who just said that there are four Mishmairis, how do we understand the word Tchoina, which seems to indicate there's only one middle Mishmaira? Says Rebbe, the way to understand the Pasuk is Achas Min HaTchoina Shebetchoinas, one of the two middle Mishmairis. Reb Nosson responds, Reb Nosson, that's not what the Pasuk says. Tchoinixiv, which seems to indicate there's only one middle Mishmer, which would indicate there's a total of three Mishmeris. However, says the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe, why indeed does Rebbe hold there are four Mishmeris? Amrav Zeika, Amrav Ami, Amrav Shuban Levi, Kosv Echer Omer, there's one Pasuk that says regarding David HaMelech, that David HaMelech says, Chatzois Laila Okum Lahoidus Lucha Mishpitei Tzikecha. The David HaMelech got up by Chatzos to praise Hashem. The Kosov Echreimer Kidmu Einim Eshmairis. That I got up when there were two Mishmairis left. Hakeitzet. How could this be reconciled? Arba Mishmairis have a Laila. There are four Mishmairis in the night. If there are four Mishmairis in the night, the third Mishmar begins by Chatzos. And the two psukim are perfectly reconciled. That you could say that there were chatzos is also the time when there are two mishmaris left to the night. From Rebbe Nosson. So how does Rebbe Nosson now explain? Understand this. Saval Krebishua, the Tanan. Reb Shuaymer, at Shalosh Shos, till when does this man of Krishma Shal Shachris go? So it says it goes to 3 hours in the day. Why does it go till that time? Because as we said it from the beginning of the Masechta, the Torah, when it describes the Zman, the Zmanei Krishma, says, B'shach b'cha uf'kumech, when you get up. And Shikain, Derech Melochim, Lamed B'shalosh Shos. They get up till 3 hours in the day. So, Shista Laila, so when David HaMelech got up at Chatzos, there were 6 hours left to the night, V'tarti Yamama, 2 more hours into the day, so we have a total of Shtei Mishmairis, 8 hours. We have a total of 8 hours, which is the time of two Mishmairis. That's what David HaMelech says, Kidmu Einai Mishmairis. Ravashi has a different way of explaining this Pasuk, according to Reb Nosson, where he says there are only three Mishmairis. Because Mishmairu Palga, he says that a Mishma and a half, Nami Mishmairis Karolei, that even though it's only a Mishmar and a half, it's considered two Mishmairis. And in fact, I saw that the Paiskim say, the Chasam Sofer brings it in a tshuva, in Aruch Chaim Simen Mem Vav, that we know on Shabbos, we have to have two chalas for Lech Mishnah. From here we see that even if you have, if you don't have two whole chalas, you only have a chala and a half, you could also be yotze Lech Mishnah. Because here the Gemara says that a mishmeira and a half is also called two. So if you have a challah and a half a challah, of course, it's not something that one should do l'chatchila. But if somebody doesn't have any other option, a challah and a half, you can be yoytze lecha mishnah, says the Chasam Sofer, based on this Gemara. Says the Gemara, V'amar Rav Zreika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Ein Omer b'fnei ha-meis, El Dvarav Shemes. When one is standing in front of the mace, he should only speak about Divrei Torah, so only speak about the mace. Amar Rab Abba Bar Akana, Loimar Elba Divrei Torah. When shouldn't we speak certain things in front of a mace? When it's speaking about Divrei Torah, Amil the Alma Leslamba. And the way the Mefarshim explained this is because we know there's a concept of Loig L'Rash. Loig L'Rash means to hurt the mace. So we who are still alive could still speak Divrei Torah. The mace can't speak Divrei Torah, so we have to be very careful not to speak Divrei Torah in front of the mace. Other things, the mace doesn't really care if you can't say it in front of him or not, and therefore we could say it in front of him. V'ked Amri, Amr Baba Kahana, Loyamaran El Afil B'Divrei Torah. Certainly, Divrei Torah shouldn't be said. V'koshke mila de alma. Why? Because if you're in front of a mace, we should only be speaking about what the mace requires. And speaking anything else is a bizoyan to the mace. I saw from the Arugas Abaisim a very powerful word. And I'm refnei mace el dvarv shal mace. When one is standing in front of a mace, he should be thinking, what would have the mace been saying if he was alive? He's no longer in this world. He already realizes that everything is foolish that we spend our time on. And I'm refnei a mace. We who stand in front of a mace should take a lesson of the Dvar of Shemes. What would the mace be telling us? The mace would be telling us, stop wasting your time with Narishkeiten. Ask the Gemara, the David Bepalga B'Delayla Avakoy, the David HaMelech get up by Chatzos, Meyurt Avakoy, he already got up earlier, the Ksav, Kadanti B'Neshev V'Shaveya, I got up at the beginning of the evening to cry out. First, ask the Gemara. Umay the high neshef ortahu. How do we know the neshef means evening? The ksib b'neshef b'erv yoyim b'ishin laylav afeilav. A neshin when the day goes away. Amar of Aisha, Amar of Acha, Hachi Kamar. And this is what David Mel said. I usually got up at the beginning of the night, but I certainly never slept past chatzos. Rav Zeira Amar at chatzos laylav misnamim kasus. Until Chatzos, he would doze like a horse. A horse never really sleeps very much. In fact, it's Nogei Lamaisa, because if somebody sleeps less than the time that a horse sleeps, anywhere from 4 minutes to 30 minutes, he doesn't have to wash Negel Vasser. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet Sif Tezayin teaches us that, and the Ramah says that, a person by day should not sleep more than Shinas Hasus. Rav Zeira Amar at Chatzos Laila Yomistam Kutzus Mikan Veelch Misgaber Kari. Rav Ashi Amar at Chatzos Laila Yoisibik Divrei Torah. Until Chatzos, he learned Divrei Torah. Mikan Veelch, he started doing Shirois V'Tishbachas. So ask the Gemara of Neshef or to who? Is Neshef mean evening? Haneshev tzafrahu. Doesn't Neshev mean morning? The Ksiviyakim David man Neshev at Irev lemachrosim. David hit them from the Neshev until the evening. My lav, doesn't it mean mitzafra ad laila? Says my loy, what it meant is mi urta vat urta, from one evening to the next evening. Says the Gemara, if that's what the Pasuk means, so the Pasuk should have been consistent in its terminology. And it should have said, Lichta min Neshef ad Neshef. Or me Erev ad Erev. Why does it change wording, me Neshef ad Erev, and both of them mean evening? Ela Merova, trei Neshfi have, the two Neshefs. You could have Neshef Laila where the night goes away, Vas Yamama, Neshef Yamama, Vas Laila. In other words, Neshef means the time where it changes either from night to day or day to night. Ask the Gemara of David Miyaviyod, the Pagad Leila Emes. How did David HaMelech know when was Chatzos? Ask the Gemara. Hashta Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Yoda. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos, because the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chatzos Halayla Ani Yoytze B'Soich Mitzrayim. I'm going out by Chatzos. My Chatzos. Ilayim Do'em Le Kodesh Baruch Hu Chatzos. That he was repeating the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could that be? Mi ikasveika kamishmaya? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not know when Chatzos is? Ela da'amalei b'chatzos. Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm coming at Chatzos. V'asi iv omik Chatzos. But Moshe didn't know when Chatzos was. So he said, ki Chatzos. So alma mesapkalei. The Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't exactly certain when Chatzos is. The David have yada? Does David know? Answers the Gemara, yes. David Simona Havalei. David HaMelech had a simon. David Rav Achab HaBizna Amr of Shimon Chasida. Kina Yitola Lamala Mitosu Shal David. David HaMelech had a harp. The Kivin Shigia Chatzos Laila when Chatzos came. Bo Ruach Tzfairis with Naishavispo. A northern wind was blow through that harp. Umanagin. Me'elov and get up from itself. Miyad. What did David HaMelech do immediately? Oyoymer, he got up. And he would learn to Torah till Amud HaShachar. And the Miri says, from here we see that there's a point for a person to get up early in the morning to learn Torah. And that's what David HaMelech did every day of his life.